What race are your thoughts running? What race are your thoughts running? Does your thoughts race on the same cycle, the same pattern, the same familiar process or routine? This is Yvette Danielle, and you are here on Journey HBBA. What race are your thoughts running? You know, this hamster that I'm showing on the actual blog, for those of you who are actually reading this and not just listening, I have a hamster. And this hamster's image is leaning on the familiar wheel image, you know, the wheel that you go around and around. And so the image represents this hamster just leaning on it, kind of looking through it, reflects a pause, it reflects an opportunity, a moment to decide if to run on the same pattern or to allow the same thought process, the same ideals, the same reaction, to decide if it will be the same hindrances or distractions that will define the day. The same for us. Our thoughts will determine our focus, that will affect our emotions, and the emotion that is allowed to operate from the driver's seat will most often set the tone for the day before us. As villagers know, and if this is your first visit, welcome, welcome, and you're only a visitor once, but if this is your first visit to our village, please know that this heart doesn't share answers. Instead, shares a heart perspective, sharing what's being considered an exercise in my own life, from my own experiences and environment. This is a heart buffet. Please take what can be an asset for your journey. Exercise in gratitude is a great exercise. It allows the heart to put things in perspective. It allows an opportunity to take a pause, to remind yourself daily of what really matters. In fact, anything that we can exercise in or be consistent with, we become stronger, and it can become a foundation block as we build forward. What race are your thoughts running? One of the greatest hurdles along life's journey is our thoughts, and many times they can serve our life and can be an asset to our journey. They can offer joyful memories and even provide lessons from the road behind, including dark places that were and are beyond our control. Thoughts can fuel our pursuit and aid in our perseverance through most things. Thoughts can also create confusion. They can drain our joy. They can tell a story to us that has no truth. And in some cases, the deception, the lies of some thoughts can allow us to respond based only on assumptions. Thoughts can become a weight or define our possibilities. They can define the potential of the road before us and even set up a roadblock for the pursuit of what fulfills our hearts. From my perspective, an exercise of any kind can become a habit, a reflex, or a go-to direction. It's a focus on the resources available for our heart and can determine where we place our pursuit, where we build upon our fulfillment. And only we can decide what thoughts to dance with, to allow our heart gate to welcome in, to allow roots to be planted. From this heart that knows firsthand and continues to experience that my faith can pull weeds and has pulled weeds based on the truth that I know. That also includes experiences of times past. And in fairness, that road can look different for all of us. It's dependent always on where we are in our journey of peace within. What race are your thoughts running? In the midst of all that we do, pursue, enjoy, we should be aware of the thoughts that whisper, and many times our emotion provides a clue. Thoughts weighted, thoughts hopeful. The race our thoughts run can travel in many directions. But gratitude matters, at least for this heart. From a heart that knows firsthand, living in this way has allowed this heart to rob regret. Has allowed this heart to rob regret numerous times. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of this village. Nothing's changed. We are the same the day I came online many eons ago, with the heart to just make gratitude contagious, making gratitude contagious. When you find something that has meant so much and has become so priceless, you really want to share with anyone that's willing to listen. And until next time, this is Yvette Danielle, and you are here. You are a villager, a part of helping build bridges across.com. Take care.